Welcome back to the Community Corner podcast, where we explore companies in the S500 through the lens of behavioral finance. I'm Arnav.
And I'm Nikhil. Today, we're focusing on Universal Health Services, Inc., as one of the largest hospital management companies in the United States. UHS provides healthcare services through its acute care hospitals, behavioral health centers, and outpatient facilities, focusing on quality care and patient satisfaction. We'll explore how behavioral finance influences their strategic decisions, DEI efforts, adaptation to market changes, and how they compare to other companies in the healthcare sector. Let's dive in.
UHS has built a strong reputation in the healthcare industry, but from a behavioral finance perspective, how do biases like the status quo bias and loss aversion influence their decision-making, particularly in hospital management and patient care strategies?
Status quo bias can significantly impact UHS decision-making, especially in hospital management and patient care strategies. This bias might lead the company to maintain existing care models and management practices, potentially slowing the adoption of innovative healthcare solutions or new patient care technologies. While this focus on maintaining established practices helps ensure consistent quality and reliability, it may also limit UHS' ability to quickly adapt to changes in healthcare delivery, such as the growing demand for telemedicine or personalized care approaches. Loss aversion is another key factor where UHS might prioritize strategies that minimize potential financial risks, such as continuing to invest in established service lines rather than exploring new, potentially more profitable areas like outpatient services or specialized care. This approach reduces the risk of financial loss but could also prevent the company from fully capitalizing on emerging trends in the healthcare market.
This focus on maintaining established practices while cautiously exploring new opportunities has helped UHS build a stable business, appealing to investors who prioritize consistent returns and lower volatility in the healthcare sector.
Exactly. UHS' emphasis on stability and risk management has made it a reliable choice for investors seeking steady performance in the healthcare industry. However, the company must balance this with a willingness to innovate and adapt to new healthcare trends to ensure long-term growth and competitiveness.
Let's discuss diversity, equity, and inclusion at Universal Health Services, Inc. As a healthcare provider serving a diverse patient population, how does DEI intersect with their business strategy, and what insights can we draw from behavioral finance?
DEI is particularly important for UHS, given their role in providing healthcare services to a broad and diverse patient population. From a behavioral finance perspective, embracing DEI can enhance decision-making by incorporating a variety of perspectives, which is crucial for delivering high-quality and culturally competent care. A diverse workforce can help UHS better understand the unique healthcare needs of different demographic groups, leading to more effective and inclusive patient care strategies. For investors, the company's commitment to DEI can signal a forward-thinking and socially responsible organization, which is increasingly valued in today's market. Additionally, strong DEI practices can improve employee satisfaction and retention, which are critical for maintaining operational excellence and driving long-term growth.
Investors are increasingly considering DEI as a critical factor, especially in industries like healthcare, where understanding and addressing diverse patient needs is key to success.
That's right. By embedding DEI into their corporate culture, UHS not only strengthens its ability to provide inclusive and effective healthcare services, but also enhances its reputation as a leader in socially responsible healthcare. This focus on inclusivity can also help attract top talent, which is essential for driving innovation and maintaining a competitive edge in the industry.
Moving on to market adaptation, UHS operates in a highly regulated and evolving healthcare market. How does the company adapt to changing market conditions and healthcare demands, and how does behavioral finance influence this strategy?
UHS' ability to adapt to changing market conditions and healthcare demands is crucial for maintaining its leadership position in the healthcare sector. From a behavioral finance perspective, the company's strategy involves balancing the need for innovation with the risks associated with adopting new healthcare technologies or expanding into new service areas. Status quo bias might make UHS more inclined to focus on their established care models and service lines, but they also recognize the importance of staying competitive in a market that is increasingly driven by technological advancements and patient-centered care. Loss aversion might drive them to focus on proven, profitable services, but they must also be open to exploring new opportunities in healthcare delivery, such as telemedicine or specialized behavioral health services, to meet the evolving needs of their patients.
This adaptability is key for UHS, especially as they face competition from both traditional healthcare providers and newer, more tech-driven health startups. Their ability to innovate while maintaining reliability is essential for their continued success.
Exactly. UHS success will depend on their ability to balance innovation with the strength of their established healthcare services, ensuring that they remain competitive while also maintaining the stability that their investors and patients value. They must continue to evolve and adapt to meet the challenges and opportunities presented by technological advancements and changing patient expectations.
Now, let's compare Universal Health Services, Inc. to other companies in the healthcare sector like HCA Healthcare, Tenet Healthcare, and Community Health Systems. How do UHS behavioral finance dynamics differ?
UHS dynamics are often compared to other leaders in the healthcare sector, such as HCA Healthcare, Tenet Healthcare, and Community Health Systems, particularly in their approach to hospital management, patient care, and market adaptation. UHS' emphasis on maintaining high standards of care and stability appeals to investors looking for consistency and low risk in the healthcare sector. HCA Healthcare, known for its focus on operational efficiency and growth through mergers and acquisitions, appeals to those interested in expansion and scale. Tenet Healthcare, with its diversified service offerings and emphasis on ambulatory care, offers a more dynamic approach to healthcare delivery. While Community Health Systems focus on serving rural and underserved communities positions it as a leader in providing essential healthcare services to those in need. UHS focus on balancing stability with innovation provides a unique value proposition, but it also means they must carefully manage the risks of being too conservative in a rapidly changing healthcare market.
And unlike HCA Healthcare or Tenet Healthcare, which have a stronger focus on expansion and diversification, UHS' strength lies in its ability to maintain a consistent, high-quality standard of care across its facilities, which has allowed it to build a strong reputation in the healthcare industry.
Absolutely. Each of these companies has its own behavioral finance dynamics that influence how investors perceive their value. For us, the focus on stability and quality care provides a unique value proposition in the healthcare sector.
To sum up, Universal Health Services, Inc. S approach to business is deeply influenced by behavioral finance principles, whether it's through their hospital management strategies, DEI initiatives, or market adaptation. But like all companies, they must navigate the biases and perceptions that can influence investor behavior.
That's right. Understanding these dynamics offers a clearer picture of what drives UHS stock price and where the potential risks and rewards lie.
Thanks for joining us on this episode of the Community Corner podcast. Until next time, I'm Arnav.
And I'm Nikhil. Stay curious and keep questioning the narratives. We'll be right back.